Thank you to our supporters. The approximate length of this recording is 7 minutes. Supporters. Dear supporters, it's been brilliant reading about all your fantastic fundraising feats so far this year. We're loving your energy and enthusiasm, whether that's taking on a marathon like Scott Cunningham or leaping from a plane like Levi Nyman. Thank you to each and every one of you who's taken the time and effort to raise money for guide dogs in your own way. You're helping us to make sure that people with sight loss can live the life that they choose. With best wishes for a wonderful summer, Deborah Bourne, Interim Director of Fundraising. Mandy Pike is raising money to name a guide dog puppy in memory of her first guide dog, Fable, who passed away earlier this year. As Forward went to print, Mandy had collected almost £2,500 from walking the Itchen Navigation in Hampshire with friends, family and volunteers guiding her. Mandy explained why she wants to name a puppy. I promised Fable I would keep living the life she showed me was possible. Included here is a photograph of Mandy and Black Labrador guide dog Fable. Lewis Christensen from Newport in South Wales did a month-long walking challenge around his local park to raise £903. The 28-year-old administrative assistant was accompanied by Susan Taylor, mother of his fiancée, Sophie Taylor. Lewis developed the autoimmune disease uveitis, aged 15, and lost the sight in his left eye 6 years ago. He's now applied for a guide dog to help him get around and for companionship and emotional support. Included here is a photograph of Lewis and Susan in their local park. More than £5,000 was raised by supporters donning tartan and taking on Glasgow's Kilt Walk in April. Participants set off from a sunny Glasgow green and finished in the idyllic surroundings of Balloch, Loch Lomond. John Garvey, part of Team Blindswept and Interesting, said, "I'm currently waiting on dog number 8 and I can't wait to get back to doing all the things I did before. Sometimes I wonder where my life would be without my guide dogs." Included here is a photograph of John Garvey and the team after finishing the Kilt Walk. A tractor run in Pembrokeshire, inspired by a vision-impaired teenager, has raised £5,620. Jackie and Nigel Williams of Croys Goch Farm Stores in Haverford West held this year's run for Guide Dogs Cymru, which has helped their 14-year-old grandson Toby face life with sight loss. Annette Peter and her guide dog Morgan of Haverford West, with volunteers Martin and Maureen Burgess, accepted the cheque on behalf of the Pembrokeshire fundraising group. Included here is a photograph of the Pembrokeshire tractor run with Toby, Annette and her yellow Labrador guide dog Morgan and other supporters. Staff and customers at the Victoria Inn B&B in Witton-le-Wear, County Durham, raised £183.88 from their countertop collection box. Landlord George Hall said, "When the bar team win the weekly quiz, their winnings always go into the donation box and customers regularly put their spare change in." Included here is a photograph of Stella, the Victoria Inn's pub dog, sitting next to a guide dog's countertop collection box. Rowley Greenwood from Colchester, Essex, has supported guide dogs for more than 10 years, raising funds through coffee mornings, selling daughter Susan's cakes, holding raffles, whatever he can think of. After retirement, he took up wood turning and every year sells his work at a workshop. At these well-supported events, Susan also makes hot food for donations, and the last workshop in October raised more than £700. Included here is a photograph of Susan and Rowley. Theo Harvey in Aberdeenshire has named his fourth guide dog puppy Kit after his brother Christopher, after raising a total of more than £10,000. After naming pups Theo and Harvey, 15-year-old Theo then named a third pup William after his granddad. Theo, who lost his sight due to a brain tumour at the age of 9 and now has a buddy dog, raises money through running challenges, tandem bike rides, craft fairs, and a variety of other activities. Staff and customers at a Morrison's supermarket in Johnstone, Renfrewshire, have named a second guide dog puppy. The branch held a variety of in-store activities to name 14-month-old Hope. Julie Scott, community champion, said, "When we heard we'd reached our fundraising target during the pandemic, we decided on the name Hope, as it seemed fitting for us looking forward to the future. Staff are now planning to name a third puppy." Included here is a photograph of black Labrador puppy Hope with two members of the Morrison's team. Scott Cunningham, MBE of Larkhall, South Lanarkshire, ran the Manchester Marathon in April in memory of his third guide dog, Milo. Scott said it was an incredibly emotional race, filled every step of the way with magnificent memories of Milo. "I cannot thank the kind supporters enough. Every penny means so much, and it is a testament to what Milo meant to so many." As Forward went to press, Scott had raised more than £800. Included here is a photograph of Scott in guide dog's running kit, running the Manchester Marathon with his guide runner.
Step forward, 3, 2, 1,
jump! Levi Nyman from Maidenhead, Berkshire, was partnered with guide dog Hugo in 2018. Since being able to rebuild his confidence and live independently again, Levi has volunteered for guide dogs. Most recently, he completed a skydive, raising more than £2,000. Levi said, "It was truly momentous, as I've never flown before. This has been a long-standing dream of mine, and I'm so grateful to everybody who has supported me in this endeavour." Included here is a photograph of Levi during his skydive.